This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another audio described theatre review with Vidar Yarding MBE, inclusion and diversity consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vidar, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Very good to be back. Thank you very much, Toby.
We have the remarkable story of the Drifters and the truth about the woman behind them too, which is straight from London's West End, as the UK and Ireland tour of the Drifters Girl visited the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So Vidar, did you in the Drifters Girl get a real sort of insight into the life of Faye Treadwell, who certainly was a woman who was behind the Drifters and made them too?
I think he certainly did, and the musical does very much focus on her role. Interestingly, before going, I didn't necessarily think that I knew very much of the Drifters' music, but surprisingly, when various songs were sung on stage and things, it was amazing to know how many songs I had actually heard and was actually familiar with as well. So that also enhanced my enjoyment of the matinee production that I saw.
Yeah, and I think Faye Treadwell was the widow of George Treadwell, who was one of the sort of main people behind setting up the Drifters in 1953. And I think in some of these sort of musicals, you do really sort of get an insight into that backstory of a group or a band, which I think sometimes you may not hear about until you go and see a show like this.
Absolutely, and that was very much how the action on stage unfolded, and it was very much Faye Treadwell who was the focus of the story, if you like, with lots of the Drifters' music over the decades being woven in and sung very well by the actors playing the various characters.
And did you sort of remember some of their hits? Because, you know, some of them I think we all probably know from various adverts and things like that.
That's absolutely right. As I mentioned a little earlier, sort of before going, I wasn't sure that I was going to be that familiar with what was going to be sung or any of the songs from their repertoire. But as the matinee performance got underway and continued, I was pleasantly surprised by just how many I did recognise in terms of songs and lyrics and that sort of thing. And by the end of it, I was more knowledgeable than I thought I was going to be.
There's a lot of their hits with some great choreography in the show. And I wondered, Vidar, how did you find the audio description? As, of course, the describers in some ways have got to balance their description against some of the music and the great tracks that are in The Drifters Girl.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's that challenge for, and it's the same with musicals of all kinds, and opera is another art form, which is probably something of a similar challenge for audio describers, making sure they don't clash with the lyrics of particular songs, etc., when delivering their script is a key priority, I would suggest, for most of them, which is why, actually, the touch tour, if there is one, and there was on this occasion, can be particularly important, because you can get a lot of detail across during the touch tour in terms of the props that are used, the costumes that may be being worn, the backdrop itself, the actual set. And that is reprised a little bit in the pre-show notes, which, if people aren't familiar with the audio-described experience, generally take place 15 minutes before curtain up. So the describers do manage to convey quite a lot of information during the touch tour and during those pre-show notes. And that's particularly important if time is of the essence, shall we say, when dealing with songs, musicals and operas, etc.
And at the performance of The Drifters Girl at the Birmingham Hippodrome, were there many people up on their feet dancing along to the songs too?
There were people who were clearly enjoying the afternoon of music and recognising many of the melodies that were being sung. And yeah, I think a good time was had by, if not everybody, certainly the majority of people there.
Well, to find out more about access at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre, along with details about audio described performances, do visit the access pages of their website, which is birminghamhippodrome.com/plan-your-visit/access. Next time, Vidar, you'll be back at the Hippodrome reviewing Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, which is a musical that I hadn't seen for many years. So looking forward to sharing that, Toby, with you and listeners next time we speak.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your audio-described review of The Drifter's Girl at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby. Take care. Thank you.